This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This is The Woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof. Grrr.
Yes, it is Thursday night, and yes, it is definitely The Woods. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub, and I am without a big bear tonight. Mark is unwell. He's at home sick. He's been sick all week, actually. I last saw him on Monday morning for breakfast, and apparently after that he just got knocked out, basically, and had the flu all week. So he won't be here tonight, which is very, very sad. However, I'm not alone. It's okay. I have friends with me, which is very, very exciting. I'm joined by someone who has been on The Woods before as a bit of a guest and sort of has been lurking in the shadows of The Woods, hanging out with us behind the scenes, the lovely Dean. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Great to be here.
Yes, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And I also am joined in the studio by someone who I talk about a lot on my shows, but has been unspoken up until now, and that's my amazing partner Matt.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I know how you are.
It's weird actually talking, not just listening. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. Used to you sitting in the corner and just kind of minding your own business,
but or taking photos and
posting pictures of dildos online,
yeah,
and stuff like,
yeah,
that. Yeah, yeah. We did that once.
Yes,
on the show,
did.
I mean,
yes.
Not like in our home life.
Oh, no.
It's getting awkward already.
Yes.
I knew this would happen. So tonight's a bit of an impromptu show because Big Bear is sick. And so we're sort of like, what can we talk about tonight? What can we talk about? And there's been a few things happening in Bear Land. Obviously, there's been some stuff at Mardi Gras, and there was also a bear penis on a HBO show over the weekend.
Ooh.
So we're going to be talking about that later in the show. But I thought we'd have a chat with our guests tonight, get to know them a little bit better. You probably know a bit about Matt already through me, so we'll come back to that later. But Dean.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we were talking about this before the show, and I'll ask you again on the air. How do you identify in the bear community?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I guess I would say that I'm bear curious.
Bear curious.
Bear curious. I'm sort of new to the whole bear thing. A bit about myself. I live with a big hairy man,
yes,
with a big black cat in a small house in Northcote.
It sounds like a poem or something.
It does sound like a poem, doesn't it? We've got lots of very good friends, but it wasn't until I came to Joy and did the Taste of Radio course that I got to meet some more people from the GLBTIQ community,
yep,
and in particular some bears, which was great.
Yes.
And I listened to your show.
Yes.
And I loved it. I thought it was great. I guess I've always thought about bears as being about the aesthetic, about big-boned, hairy men, which I guess is part of it.
Yeah.
But what I was really struck by was just the down-to-earth attitude and the sort of the heart and the soul of the stuff that you guys talk about on this show.
Yeah. So have you always liked a sort of a big, beary kind of man?
Have I always liked a big bear-y kind
of man? Is this like a recent thing, or is this?
I think it might be a recent thing, yeah.
Okay. What changed, do you think?
What changed? I don't know. I think, look, I've been with my partner now for almost 20 years.
Okay.
So
he's become a bear over that time, would you say?
He's always been big and cuddly.
Oh, okay.
Always,
yep,
been big and cuddly. I like his big bear hugs.
Yep.
So I guess that's what attracts him. And now as he's getting a little bit older, he's shaving his head, which is very sexy.
Okay, right. So is he turning into a daddy, or has he become a daddy?
Do you label him?
What would you call him if you're a bear? Bear curious. What would you label your partner if you were to label him?
If I was to label, I'd probably a teddy bear. But
teddy bear.
But I gotta say that the labels does get me a little bit confused. There does have been an awful lot of labels in this bear community.
Yeah, we do love our labels, don't we? It's something that comes up a lot in terms of You know, people don't like labels sometimes, yep. and they say that labeling people kind of puts them into a category or puts them into a box, which people don't like.
Yeah.
You know, we like to be free spirits, and we're gay already. We don't need to be put into a different type of box. We're already one stereotype, you know. So the idea of being, you know, a bear or a cub or a chaser or an otter and all these bits and pieces, or a daddy bear. I mean, especially daddy, because that can scare some people.
Yeah.
So, Matt, now you, I'm not allowed to call you daddy.
No, you are not.
Despite the fact that you are 13 years older than
correct,
me.
Correct, yes.
So, I mean, you consider yourself a bear, would you say?
Yes.
Was there a certain point that you felt like you went from cub to bear, and there was like a, oh, I'm this age now, or I'm this size and now I'm a bear? What, did anything happen like that?
To be perfectly honest, it was when I met you.
Okay.
I probably had always classed myself as a cub up until that point.
Yep.
Traditionally, I had generally also dated people around closer to my age or actually older.
Yep.
So, sort of went out of my, I wouldn't say comfort zone, but went out from my typical what I would go for when I met yourself.
Yep.
So,
lucky me.
Yes. Yeah. Very, no, lucky me. So yeah, meeting you definitely sort of changed the way I sort of looked at myself as well.
So, yeah, because I started calling you Bear pretty early
in
our relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, you're my bear. And you were sort of like, oh, okay. And you're my cub.
And it kind of actually felt right, though.
Yeah.
So, for me, it was actually just something that just sort of changed overnight. And like, I still have my Matt Cub.
Your old email.
Email and stuff like that. But that's all right, because that's an email that I've had for years.
Like,
but
my Hotmail's like 15 years old. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Saberwolf. It's terrible.
But yeah, I just changed for me. And
so,
it just felt comfortable.
Is there a statute of limitation on how long you can call yourself a cub? Like, is there a...
No.
You can go forever?
I know someone that was in his late 50s and was still calling himself a cub.
Ah, and getting away with it.
Yeah.
But do we, I mean, and that's the thing with all these labels and what we call ourselves and stuff like that. It really should be what we think we are ourselves. It shouldn't be, I shouldn't look at someone and say, no, you're a bear. However, when you're looking at people across the bar and trying to suss them out and stuff like that, or on an app or online or whatever it might be, I think that we do put people into categories, and it's kind of easy to say, hey, I'm into bears or I'm into cubs. And I think that if you had a friend, how old was your friend who was still considering himself a cub?
He was in his late 50s.
So if I had a dating profile, for example, and I said, I'm interested in cubs, I really want a cub.
Yeah.
If I had someone contact me in their late 50s, I'd probably be a bit confused.
Yes.
Or disappointed that it wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
So I guess, whilst your friend can be a cub and he can call himself a cub, and that's awesome, no worries, what people perceive the labels to be also really matters as well. Or it shouldn't matter, but it does, you know. This is how we have a demographic in the first place.
It certainly does. And as I said earlier, that I know younger guys that are in their, like, late teens, are 19 and into their early 20s, and they would actually describe themselves as a bear, not a cub, which traditionally in our community, everyone else would look at them and go, oh, you're a young guy, so you're a cub.
Yeah.
So it is where you feel comfortable.
Exactly. And, you know, it's one of those things as well. Like, I think it happened a few years ago to me when I was about, I had a guy that I'd sort of had on and off as a fuck buddy for a few years. And, you know, when I met him, I was 21 years old. So I was a cub. In my mind, I was a cub, and he knew what he thought I was a cub, and that was all fine. And then I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. Like, we drifted apart for whatever reason. And then he bumped into me in the street, and I was about 25, 26 years old. And I've put on some weight over the last several years, and that's okay. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. And my beard's gotten a bit fuller and stuff like that. And he saw me in the street, and he's like, oh, look at you. You're a bear now. And I was like, should I throw my mortarboard up in the air? Like, I've graduated. Like, I've become a bear. But I was still mid-20s, you know, 25, 26 years old. But in his mind, because I'd put on weight and had a bigger beard, that made me a bear. So obviously for him it was definitely a very visual type
that
thing.
Aesthetic. Were you wearing a Czech shirt? Is that part of the uniform?
Was I wearing a Czech shirt?
Probably, because he owns a few. So
it's quite possible, yeah. And that's the thing, Bear wear with the Czech shirts as well. I probably was, Dean. That's why he's saying wolf with every step as well.
Yeah, how
do
we
do that?
Bear, Czech shirt, wolf, and a full face of hair, yeah?
That's right,
yeah,
just a full beard only.
Full beard.
But you know, I still consider myself to be a cub, and I'm the wonder cub around here, everyone knows that, and I think it's because of... it's because I'm young, I guess, but also I think my nature is quite fun-loving and relaxed. I think that can be associated with being a cub as well. Kind of a more carefree type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
A bit of a video gamer as well. I love my video games. Mm-hmm. I think that's associated with a young state of mind as well nowadays too. Like, I've got a friend who's nearly 40 and he's still a cub in his mind, but he plays video games and he has quite a young state of mind, and he has an older partner as well. So in that relationship, even though he's nearly 40, he still sees himself as a cub too.
So it's very much about the attitude.
Yes. Definitely the attitude, yeah. Alrighty, we're going to be talking more throughout the show about labels. We're going to be talking about how the Bears featured in Mardi Gras on the weekend, which actually featured a few labels as well. And we're also going to be talking about a certain gay bear celebrity's penis later in the show, which is very exciting. If you want to get involved in the conversation, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And tell us, do you have a label? Do you label yourself or do you label others? Perhaps you're a labeler. Maybe you have one of those little label things with stickers and you print them out and put them on random people in the street.
I was going to say, I have one of those, but I don't do that.
Well, it might help to let people know who's a bear and who's a cub and who's a daddy. You're on the woods here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are on The Woods here tonight. I am Luke the Wonder Cub. I am without my regular co-host, the wonderful Big Bear Mark, who is unwell. So we're sending all our best wishes to Mark. Hopefully you get better, hopefully you're resting up, and hopefully listening to the show so you can judge me without you here. How dare you? I'm joined, however, by the Bear Curious, Dean.
Hey.
and my wonderful partner, Matt, who's here as well. And we're just talking about labels and about, you know, stereotypes and what we expect labels to be. And it's a conversation that we have talked about it before on the show, but it's kind of a frequent conversation. We're always talking about labels and what they mean and what they mean to different people. Now, if you watched Mardi Gras on Sunday night on SBS... who, of course, Joy partnered with over the weekend, which was fantastic, you would have seen that the Bears got a bit of a focus, which I thought was really cool.
Mm. It was good.
So, Dean, tell us about... So, for you as a bear-curious mm-hmm. person,
yep.
Did you feel like it was an educational piece?
It was very educational for me. So, they had a polar bear, which I now understand... Well, let me test me.
Yes.
I think a polar bear is an older bear, perhaps,
yep.
Who perhaps is greying or...
Yeah, it has a grey or white. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But doesn't necessarily eat raw fish and other things like polar bears would do. It's not a dangerous pet type person.
No. Yep.
But it's certainly an older... So it seems to be an age aesthetic there. So an older gent.
Yep.
Full figured, mm-hmm. bit of body hair.
Yep.
Maybe going grey.
Yes.
And a healthy attitude to life.
Yes.
So that's the polar bear tick.
Yes.
The other one I think they mentioned was the panda bear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I think was an Asian chap, yeah?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, what else do they have? Was there
a muscle bear?
Muscle
yep.
bear?
Yep.
Which I think clearly somebody who goes to the gym and works out and is very muscular. And the fourth one was the cub, I think.
Yes.
Flicking in the surf.
Yes. Yep. Playing on the beach.
But they didn't have any otters. Is otter part of the
I think otter is, despite not really being a type of bear, otter mm-hmm. is definitely part of our wildlife.
Yep. Part of the zoo?
It's part of the bear zoo.
It's the same as the wolf.
The wolf is another one.
Okay.
Friends who identify as wolves
like
as well.
Seed from, yes.
Yep.
It definitely does spread. And, you know, there's different interpretations as well. I mean, I think that even it was kind of a cute little educational piece for those who didn't know what a bear was at all. You know, I think that it was cute to be like, here's a polar bear and stuff like that. And, you know, for me, I was sitting there kind of giggling because I've seen it all before and stuff. But even, like, you know, panda bears is not something that is...
often talked about because it does have sort of racial implications as well. So some people might take offence to being called a panda.
Yeah.
You know, well, why am I a panda just because I'm Asian? I'm a guy, I'm a bear. Why do I have to be a panda bear? You know, so there's certainly...
And but even, there are some guys that rock it.
Yeah, some guys are like, yeah, panda for life. And that's very different, you know? And I think it's about you can wear it if you want to wear it and you don't have to, though. And, you know, even like polar bears as well, some guys aren't happy about the fact their hair's gone white.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They might not like being called a polar bear. You know, they're just a regular bear, right? They're just old.
The other thing I think I thought was interesting was they did that piece on the beach as well. So the whole issue around body shaming or just loving the full-figured body and just frolicking. Often with Mardi Gras, we see images of the toned and the taut and the terrific.
Yep.
But to see that other side was lovely.
Yeah, it was definitely good to see the bears in full form. You're right, they weren't hiding anything, you know. They were there with their boardies and their speedos and their plumber's cracks, and they were there on the beach with all their jiggly bits that we love, and it was fine, and it wasn't...
It was real.
Yeah, it was a real thing. Yeah. Exactly,
it was authentic, it was real. It was, nice.
Yeah, and good to get some spotlight, because people... I mean, Mardi Gras, even though, of course, it's fantastic and we love it, but, I mean, it can be criticised for having a lot of the same types of people on their floats. The same types of bodies, muscly, pretty boy, kind of that sort of cliche, and certain media outlets also get criticized for only showing photos of Mardi Gras of those muscly, these expected kind of stereotypes as well. So it was really good to see the bears get a bit of a focus and a bit of a spotlight.
Well, it's always funny because we had the focus this year, but every other year, whenever you hear it, you hear the host go, "Oh my God, here comes the bears. So if you want a big hug, you're going to get one." It's that sort of stuff. So everyone always thinks that the bears are always fun and friendly.
Yeah.
So everyone loves the bears, but we don't get portrayed as much as what the muscle people and stuff
like that. Equal airtime for the bears.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
I think that the bears, you know, if nothing else, were kind of a more real representation of the average person.
Yeah,
you know?
It's more accessible, isn't it?
It is more accessible. Yeah. And, you know, we don't necessarily go to the gym. Some do, like muscle bears, and that's okay. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we're unfit all the time. But definitely, you see a guy walking down the street, and those stereotypes, if they're sort of muscly and pretty and have the hair all nice looking and stuff like that, and they've got a bit of a tan and stuff, they kind of look like that more stereotypical gay person, I guess, whilst a bear, you can almost say, and we hear it a lot, and we hate seeing it on apps and stuff, but, oh, I'm straight acting. You know, I'm a straight acting guy.
Yeah.
Because you're acting like vagina, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, straight acting is really stupid. However, bears often come across that way because we don't necessarily adhere to those stereotypes.
Yes.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we're really effeminate and stuff like that. I certainly camp it up every now and then, like we all do. But, definitely, we're more real looking and more accessible, more friendly.
Until the odd person opens their mouth.
Yes, the purse falls out.
The purse falls out.
So, Nadine, have you been to any bear events before?
You know what? I have to admit that I have not.
So you're a bear virgin.
I am bear curious. So where would we go? Where would we go if we went to a bear event?
The Laird, usually.
Oh, sorry, I have been to the Laird. That's okay, right. But not for an event, but I've been to the Laird.
Just like on a Sunday or something, or a Saturday night?
Yeah, I think
or?
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So, look, I mean, we do have bear events pretty regularly at the Laird. It's kind of our home base here in Melbourne for Vic Bears. The next one's actually in a couple of weeks, and I should give it a plug, because my very dear friends Shane and Charles and Scott always pop down for this one, and that's Berryoke.
Berryoke.
Yeah. Do a bit of karaoke there, Dean.
After a few drinks, I might.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's always courage. Fun to go along and encourage others anyway, even if you don't sing.
Yeah.
I'm not really a singer when it comes to karaoke, but I'll always go along and I'll always sing in the background.
Backup singer.
You're a
backup singer. Right. Yes.
There's a lot of backup singers there. some of the anthems. Uh-huh. Yeah. Some of the anthems, the whole crowd singing along as well. So oftentimes the person on stage, you can't even hear them because they're being drowned out by
everybody else.
Sea of bears. Yep. It's usually Kylie or Madonna or something awful.
Brittany,
of course.
Yeah.
So karaoke is on Saturday, the 28th of March. It's the den night this month for Vic Bears. And like we said, Shane O'Bear is coming down. Shane, of course, does karaoke usually for Hibernation as well, and he's DJed at Hibernation too. He's kind of he's in Sydney, but we kind of claim him as a Melbourne bear now. He's kind of part of our community, and we love Shane and Charles and Scott, so they're going to be coming down just for the weekend just to do karaoke for us on that night. So if you want to go down to the Laird and check it out, have a sing, have a drink and sing along and do what you like, pretty much. It's a really good night to go.
So me and the mister will get some check shirts.
Yes.
Some cargo shorts, is that?
Yep.
And we'll grow our beards out and we'll be there.
Well, you've already got the beard.
I've got the beard, that's right. So,
yeah, so you're on your way.
You just won't trim it, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you're joking in a way when you say all this bearwear stuff. And we'll buy some check shirts and we'll go. But, I mean, when you see people in the street, or you see people at Joy even, because I know you've been here since doing Taste of Radio, you've come here a fair few times and hung out and stuff like that, you know. Do you see these stereotypes in real life? You see the check shirts and
to
stuff?
To be honest with you, the check shirts, I think, was on the Mardi Gras. The guys on the Mardi Gras parade were all in their check shirts and denim. But, no, I think there's we were talking about this earlier, just about some of the things that different people wear, and I think it's just about being comfortable. And but I wouldn't necessarily see a fuller figured chap with a check shirt and assume that he was a bear or associated with the community.
I would.
You would.
Once you, now that your eyes are a little bit more open to the bear community and the bear wear,
I'll see it everywhere.
You'll see it everywhere.
I'll see it everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. They do hide in other clothes as well.
Do they? What else would I see a bear in its natural habitat?
It could be just a shirt and jeans. It's usually jeans, like casual jeans or shorts always.
Yeah.
A bit of a short sleeve shirt or a shirt with the chest open a little bit, that
a
kind of thing.
A t-shirt that says woof?
That's pretty obvious.
Yes. Okay.
Like a bear paw on it.
Bear paw, okay.
Yeah.
But if the shirt's open, the bit of tuft coming out the top.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
There's a bear in there.
Yeah, definitely.
And apparently I got checked out on the way here. I didn't even notice. We were parking the car and some cute bearish guy looked at me and smiled. And apparently that means we were supposed to go have sex. That was the message.
That was the clear signal.
It was.
What are you doing here?
I'm here with my partner.
How awkward. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I was driving and didn't stop.
Right.
If he wasn't here, I still wouldn't have done anything. But yeah, look, apparently, you know, that's... my eyes are obviously glazed over now that I'm monogamous. I don't see these things anymore. But I was like, no, he was just being nice. He was just being friendly.
But later on said he was a bit cute.
He was a bit cute. You thought he was a cute.
He was a bit cute. Yes.
It's always nice being checked out by a random bear. We'll be talking more throughout the show about random bear things. Bit of a mishmash fun show tonight. Just having a casual old chat, just like we're at the bar, having a bit of a drink and a bit of a perv on the local clientele. So if you want to get in touch and say hello, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We're going to come back shortly and talk about a celebrity bear penis that graced our screens over the weekend, which is always very exciting.
He's excited about this.
It's always exciting. It's bear penis. You're on the woods here on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, The Woods, with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Woof. Grr.
Yes, you are in the woods here on Thursday night. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub, and I'm without Big Bear. He's left me. He's unwell. He's at home, hopefully resting up and not stressing about the show, because don't worry, we've got it covered for you. Here with Dean, as I clear my throat.
Grrr.
You're still here.
I'll go grrr. Is that something bear-like? Grrr.
You're getting there.
Getting there? Yeah. I'll work on my grrr.
This bear curiosity of yours. And my wonderful partner, love of my life, Matt.
Hello.
Now, we're talking about all things bear tonight, random topics. Now, we've talked about it earlier in the show. I mentioned it briefly. But for those of you who watch a show called Looking, you would have seen on the episode that aired on Sunday night, through your very legal streaming service, that there was some bear penis shown
on the show. Bear penis.
Bear penis. Oh. Full frontal male bear nudity.
Yeah.
Now, I joke about it, and I think, oh, it's a bear, it's naked, that's fantastic. Now, we're talking about the character in the show. What's his name again? I've got it up here. Where are we? I've lost it. Where did I put it? Where did it go? What's his name, Matt? Help. There he is.
Daniel Farese. Daniel Farese?
Daniel Franzese.
Franzese, yep.
So now, this is the guy who, for those playing at home, many, many years ago, played the very, very camp, was it Damien?
Yes.
In Mean Girls.
Oh, that's the Tina Fey movie, yeah?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I know the one, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams and all those great...
In the high school, yeah.
Yep.
All those great young actors.
He's all grown up now. Look at that.
He certainly is.
He's grown up and he's bear-y, which is very good. And he was a chubby boy in Mean Girls when he was younger. And it's great to see him now getting work. It's fantastic. Yeah. Uh-huh. But also, you know, in Looking, and it's on HBO. So, I mean, it's going to have some nudity and stuff like that. And Looking's had a few bits and pieces of nudity over the years, as has its sister show, Girls, which shows, not afraid to show a bit of penis and a bit of boob.
Mm-hmm.
So, Very nice, though, on Sunday night, there was a scene where he'd just finished having sex with one of the characters, and he was standing outside the bathroom waiting for him to come out, and they showed some wang. Just a bit of dangling wang. Also, a pretty pretty good sex scene as well, which you see not a lot of penis, but some good action there.
Yeah.
But also him standing there completely naked.
Was it a warm set, do you think, or a cool set?
I reckon he had a fluffer.
You think he had some support?
Have had a fluffer. Now we were talking about this after it happened. Mm-hmm. We were like, it looked kind of big. You know, it looks kind of big, and
it
made
us fake.
It looked a bit fake. And it made us think about Hodor from Game of Thrones. Because if you watch Game of Thrones, you know there's a scene where Hodor gets out of the river after having a bit of a bathe, and he's standing there naked, and he has this giant prosthetic penis dangling down.
Yes.
And they talked about how it was... the actor talked about how it was uncomfortable to wear it.
Had to plait into his pubic hair and...
Yeah, had to plait it through his pubic hair, and it was really nasty. You know, Christian Nan, who plays Hodor, is a gay guy as well, and a bit of a DJ and a bit of a gay icon, a bear icon, because of Game of Thrones as well, which is very cool. But, you know, I think it's really great. HBO shows nudity, and it always has, and that's fine. That's HBO's thing. But really good to see them showing nudity of one of the less stereotypical characters, to show a big-bodied guy standing there naked on screen.
Perhaps with a faux penis, though. We're not sure if it's faux. No, we think it's
apparently
real.
Apparently it's real.
Apparently rumour has real. It is a real...
Because everyone's losing their mind now that he's well-hung. Oh, my God. Yeah. I would just think about Mean Girls the whole time, though. I probably wouldn't find it hot. I'd be thinking about Mean Girls quotes if caught up with him. So
Daniel Franzese.
Franzese
is the name. Okay, we'll Google that. Okay.
Yes, so just look at the article, Daniel Franzese has a huge penis, and you'll see that's the article name.
But not at work, don't look at it at work.
Professional media, obviously. But have a look at the pictures on there if you want to have a look at it yourself. And he mentioned as well in an interview, he says, the bigger guys sort of get left out of the gay lexicon, so it's nice to see they're going to show different body types. So he's obviously an advocate for bears and for big guys and...
Yeah.
Big is beautiful and all that sort of stuff, which is really great.
It's a good point, though, because when I stop and think about it, you don't often see big bear characters on American television or even Australian television, for that matter.
They did have a very small part in Glee where...
Kurosky.
Dave Kurosky came out and he went to the pub and he was like, oh, yeah, they've called me a cub.
And they're boot scooting.
Yes.
In check shirts.
Yeah.
That check shirts in check shirts, yes.
So, yeah, again... Max Adler, the actor, actually was really enjoying that role and stuff. But yeah,
well, they pop up in media. Like there was even a Two Broke Girls episode dedicated to bears as well.
Yes, there was.
There were two bears in a sauna at a resort, and the girls were like, "Oh, you know, one of them, the one that knows everything, that's a know-it-all annoying bitch." She was all like, "Oh, they're bears. They know what bears are." And they were like, "Oh, sweetie, we're bears." They were really camp, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they featured in a few bits and pieces. They even had, there was a show I've talked about a couple of times, a show called The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yep. And one episode, because I forget his name, but he was in Everybody Loves Raymond, the brother, the tall one. Whatever his name is. Anyway,
Brad Garrett.
Yep.
He was in it.
Buzzing with the right answer.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you win. He played a gay character in The Crazy Ones. And one night he took the whole crew to a karaoke night. So they actually went to karaoke in the show, and they didn't make a big deal about it, but there was always big chunky guys on stage warbling to Mariah Carey and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're being referenced in media all the time, which is really cool.
But in Australian media, can we think of any Australian... was there a bear in Sons and Daughters? Was there a bear in Neighbours, perhaps?
Not really. I mean, Toadie.
Toadie and Neighbours, maybe.
Well, I got mistaken for being Toadie once.
No.
You were celeb spotted.
Yes. I was in a nightclub living when I lived in my small country town in central Victoria, and this guy came up to me and he said, "Are you Toadie from Neighbours?" And I just looked at him and said, "F off."
Now, was this pre-mullet Toadie or post-mullet Toadie?
I know it's... Yeah, but I... It was actually while Toadie still had the mullet.
No. Oh,
that's just rude.
And I did not have a mullet.
Oh.
Not at that time. I had it, like, 10 years before that. But, yes.
So rude. Now, there are other... you're right, in Australia, there hasn't been many bears that stand out to me. Shane Jacobson is someone that me and Mark had the chance to interview Shane a while ago. And we talked to him about, you know, being a bit of a bear icon and being a bit of a sexy bear and stuff. And he was sort of chuffed by the idea. He's like, oh, yes, I've heard that before. Like, you know, he wasn't surprised by the remark at all. He was like, yeah, I've heard that.
Certainly wasn't horrified by it either.
No, so. Not at all. He was happy. I think these guys, they like the idea that they have a bit of a following because they're not that traditional good-looking sort of guy in the sense of being muscled and skinny and all that sort of stuff. You know, but they have this massive following of people that want to sleep with them, and that must be great for the ego.
Yeah. May never happen, but well, it's unfortunately great for the ego.
Another one that comes up a lot, which you mentioned before, Matt, in the break, Kevin Smith.
What's he been in? What have I seen him in?
So he is
Jay
the
and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Director of Clerks.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So very
more directing nowadays, but yes.
Yeah. But he's been in a couple of bear films, not like porns, unfortunately. Yeah. Not porno.
Now that would be a film I'd like to see.
That'd be interesting. He's been in some actual bear films. Like he was in Bear City 2, yes. I think it was. Yep. Stuff like that. But he is very, very aware of his bear following. He loves it. And one of the quotes that we've talked about before on the show, but I'll say it again. He says he was on the cover of A Bear's Life magazine about 5-6 years ago. And he said, the shoot represents the first time in my life that I've been sexualized in the media. Apparently, within the bear community, I'm considered something of a sex symbol. And if I were into cock, I'd have my pick of the pricks.
Yeah, so, quote unquote. He certainly would.
Yeah, so and he definitely would.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's someone who obviously very clearly knows... You know, he knows the bears. He knows he has a market there and isn't afraid of... He knows his sexuality, isn't afraid to have a bit of fun with it and kind of be a bit cheeky with it. Somebody else who's done that recently as well is the very, very sexy Nick Frost.
Oh, yeah.
Who is probably the one person that me and Matt would totally do a three-way with.
Yes.
yes. Now, Nick Frost is a famous British actor from Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz.
Lots of
all movies. Sorts of films. Most recently, he's in a new one that's not very good, apparently, with Vince Vaughn. Anyway, he plays a cop in it, basically. And there's a picture of him on his Facebook. So follow him on Facebook right now if you're interested, guys. It's been shared a few times on my wall by my bear friends. As Nick Frost kind of pulling his leather cop uniform to the side a little bit to show his chest fur. And he's also got his finger to his mouth like he's going, shh. So he's being naughty. And funnily enough, all the comments are like, oh my God, woof, grr. And there's all these people around the world that are just grr, 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 like in love with him. And fair enough, look at him. But he's somebody else who in interviews has said he's happy to be a bear and happy to be a bear sex symbol. And he loves it. Again, being a bigger, chunky guy that's not your standard good-looking model, he loves having a bear following, which is really, really great.
Yeah, it's great to see that actors are acknowledging that sort of side of themselves.
They appreciate us and our love for them.
Yeah.
Because we do love them. And I think Nick Frost would have his pick as well if he ever decided to. I love you, Nick.
I do too.
So,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, you were like, yeah, Dr. Chris is okay. no, we're like, Mev. You're on the woods here on Joy. If you want to get in touch with us, do SMS 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. You're on the woods here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are in the woods here tonight, and Big Bear Mark is at home unwell tonight, so Luke the Wonder Cub here, taking over here with Dean and my amazing partner, Matt. Now, we're talking about all sorts of bear things, celebrities and labels and all kinds of bear-related topics tonight. Now, Dean, you mentioned that you did a bit of research before you came here this evening.
I did.
Tell us about that.
Well, I watched a couple of episodes of a program called Where the Bears Are on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's great.
You liked it?
I've only watched a couple, so don't spoil the ending for me. It's a bit of a murder mystery, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it seems sort of bite-sized episodes.
That's right, yeah. So the webisodes are the lovely boys, and we had them. They were here in Melbourne last year for Southern Hibernation. They were down for the whole week, which was awesome. They even filmed their final episode here in Melbourne. Which is very exciting. They filmed it at a bear dance party that we were all at, so we all got a chance to be in the film, which was very cool, or be in the show.
Wow.
And we had a chance. We had them into the studio here as well and did a bit of an interview with the boys too. And back then, they were filming the finale for their season 3.
Yep.
And now they've got a Kickstarter that's happening, which is on at the moment for season 4, which is very exciting. So the boys, you know, it does cost a lot of money to make these shows. And, you know, these guys, they work normal jobs and stuff like that. It's not like they make money off of this, you know. It's a webisode thing, so it's not that kind of thing. So, I mean, supporting them them to get this show to stay on and do another season. And I think, without spoiling too much for those who have not seen the show, but two of the main characters, potentially there's a wedding on the cards this coming season. So pretty much all the marketing right now is like, you know, donate so we can get married, which is really sweet. So,
there's three seasons now. They're doing the fourth season, so I need to do a bit of binge watching over the Easter weekend, maybe. Just
that's right. But luckily, they're webisodes, so they're short. So you can probably finish it in a day. The whole because they're short seasons and short episodes. Oh, so that's okay. Good. That's a good thing about webisodes is they're kind of a bite-sized taste of a show.
Yeah.
So,
and are all three seasons murder mysteries, or is it just the first season?
Yes, they're all murder mysteries. Ah, nice. The murder mystery theme stays throughout.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. And look, check out the Kickstarter as well. We obviously have supported them. In last year, they came on the show. They were really lovely boys, and they just love what they do. They're super passionate. I wouldn't normally just advocate and advertise to support stuff like this, but we've met the boys. They're friends of the show, friends of ours, and they're really, really great guys. They love what they do. So check out the Kickstarter for Where the Bears Are, Season 4. So they can make it happen.
Isn't it great that people can just get together and be creative from the community and band together and produce something that we can see on the other side of the world? That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And again,
tell real stories of people in our community.
Yep. Yeah.
Really important.
And it's great to see them, and it's great to... They came out here, obviously. They know they had fans over here too, and they're fans everywhere. And, you know, there's not a lot of bear content in that sort of format, you know? Mm-hmm. Most of the bear videos that people watch online are pornographic.
Well, this is my issue. When I was Googling to do my research, I did happen upon a number of sites which perhaps weren't suitable for the workplace.
Yes. And were you at work when you were looking? Because that would be a bit awkward.
No, that would be a bit awkward. That would be awkward, no.
Whoops.
And we're open plan, so it'd be fairly
same. Awkward. Yep. Yeah. Cock on the screen. I couldn't have looked up... what's his face? Daniel Franzese at work. Would have gotten in big trouble if I looked him up with his giant schlong. But yeah, look, Where the Bears Are, definitely great. And lots of great supporters around the world as well. We interviewed Matt Alba on the show a few weeks ago, who's a sort of a country singer-songwriter in the US, and he's a big supporter of the Bears too, which is great. So there's all sorts of people that are bears out there, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's spreading a lot.
Well, the other one is, as you mentioned earlier, was Bear City and Bear City 2.
Yeah.
So, they're movies about bears.
Yeah.
So...
not pornographic.
No.
Oh.
Something that you could actually watch.
Actually, you should watch them, Dean. You'd probably learn a lot from them.
Maybe I will. Bear City and Bear City 2.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a... It's kind of like... what do they call it? Like Sex in the City for bears is what they picture it as.
Yeah.
So it's a bit silly and they get into some interesting scenarios, and there's actually a character on the show who's much like you at this stage is Bear Curious.
Yeah.
Who gets involved in the bear community, and they also teach him the ways of the bear and take him to a bear event. Like hibernation, for example, take them to a bear run, and they show him the ropes and teach him about things like sounding and things he's never heard of before. So
ropes and sounding. This is okay. Later. Tell me a little bit more about it later, maybe.
Have a watch. It's really funny. But I mean, that's the kind of thing as well. And I mean, we talk about it's in the movie, and it's funny thinking about it now, but when you come out as gay, that's one thing, to come out as a gay man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? To come out and say that you're a gay man who likes bigger, chunkier, hairy, beardy men, that's almost like coming out a second time in a way, don't you think?
Yeah.
Did you find that when you started dating bears and stuff? What was the reaction of your friends and family, Matt?
Well, I was still really kind of in the closet at the time.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was something that I sort of really didn't talk about, even with the people that knew I was gay, that I liked bears, especially older bears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when I first started realizing that I was gay and actually finding my niche in the community, I realized that it was the older, chunky, hairy guys that I liked. And as Luke said, it is kind of like coming out all over again, because you see the stereotype guys.
The gays that you see on TV all the
time. And everyone thinks you're going to end up with a flamer or something like that, which I don't mean to be...
The stereotype you're talking about. Yeah.
So when you say that you're going to be with... that you're gay, everyone sort of pictures that. But then when you talk about that you're actually like bears, it can be a game. It's like, really? And it's like... But I also wasn't a skinny twinky boy or anything like that. I've always been big, hairy and chunky. So to me it just seemed natural to follow what I was sort of looking like.
Yeah.
And again, in the bear community you get people that actually date that are very similar looking.
Yeah, you do get that. And you get a mix as well, though. Yeah. Like, we're a bit of a mix, I suppose you'd
we
say.
Are, definitely.
Sort of younger and taller, and you're a bit older and stockier and shorter, I guess. You know? But, you know, I think it's like when you're a kid as well, I found it quite difficult to A, come out, obviously, as we all do, but then to then say I like bigger, hairy guys, because you almost feel a bit embarrassed. Because it's almost like, and obviously I don't mean this now, because I love bears, I love big, chunky, furry guys, but when you're a kid and you're used to seeing all these stereotypical hot people, like the muscle guys or whatever, if you're looking at a guy like Shane Jacobson or, you know, Rupert on Survivor, who was my crush growing up,
and,
you know,
okay.
that sort of thing, you know, bearded guys, and you think, oh, he's really hot, you're scared to say it because they're the ones that people see as kind of the fat guys or the ugly guys and stuff like that. So to say I'm the a gay guy, but I'm also, the chunky best friend. And it's sort of, it's not normal for us to put that on a pedestal as someone that's hot or attractive or unattainable. But that's what I was doing. And I felt like I couldn't say that, you know, they were always my favorites in those shows. And I'd say they were my favorite characters, but I never said why, you know, it's really because they're hot, you know? And, it's funny, you got to kind of come out twice to kind of reveal that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
And that sexualization piece, there's almost an assumption that people, like the Shane Jacobsons, perhaps aren't the leading man, as you say, Matt. It's interesting that there's almost an implicit assumption that it's not questioned.
Which
I think is not necessarily fair. The other thought I had was, do people date across tribes? Like, we talked about bears and cubs dating, but would a cub date a twink, for example, or
it happens.
It does happen, and you know, and those twinks would probably be called chasers if they're dating a bear.
Ah, so a chaser, okay.
Yeah, a chubby chaser or a bear chaser or an admirer as well as another one that comes up.
Admirer sounds a bit nicer.
It definitely it does sound nicer. Yes, admirer. Yeah. I'm an admirer. It definitely happens, and actually it's funny you mentioned that, Dean, because one of the topics we are going to talk about in the next couple of weeks on The Woods, we're going to get a couple into the studio, one of them who's a bear and one who identifies as an average guy or a twink. So we're going to get them in the studio and talk about that and what that's like, having someone having a bear and liking big, chunky guys, and what that's like for them to idolize someone that's maybe not what people expect them to idolize, because they're a token sort of pretty hot kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing that occurs to me is I know folk who have come out late in life, perhaps have been married or that made some life decisions later in life, and I imagine some of those stereotypical images of the hot, body conscious gay men can be quite threatening to that sort of person.
Definitely.
Whereas I think they'd be very welcomed by the bear community.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think it's a little less intimidating, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that attitude and that welcoming attitude, I think it was something that would attract folks.
I'd certainly like to think so.
Yeah.
So, look, guys, we're actually out of time tonight. It's been wonderful having a bit of a random chat. Didn't have much planned for the show coming into it, but it's actually turned out quite fun. So I want to thank Dean for coming on the show again.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully, Dean, we'll be seeing more of you on The Woods in the coming few weeks.
I'll work on my grrr.
Work on your grrr and your woof. Get it ready. Practice your growl.
And my woof. Okay.
Indeed. Woof. That's a key one there.
Okay.
And big thank you, of course, to my wonderful partner, Matt.
No worries.
For coming on the air for the first time tonight here on The Woods.
Yeah. Always in the background, now leading lady.
Yes, exactly. You were a bridesmaid, but now you're a bride. It's been a really fun show. Look, Big Bear Mark, hopefully he's going to be better enough to be here on Brekkie Bears on Monday and on The Woods next week. Also, make sure you do tune in 3 p.m. this Saturday for Critical Hit, my little video game show with myself and Kev. We're going to be putting spotlight on LGBTIQ characters in gaming and talking about why there aren't more of them. So make sure you do tune in on Saturday to hear all about that at 3 p.m. Stay tuned to Around the World in 80 Gays coming up just after this. So they're probably going to be flashing, but you won't see it because it's radio.
They like to flash their boobies, these
they
girls.
Do. They'll probably do it and you'll hear them bump the mic and stuff like that. So she's doing it. So stay tuned for that one. This has been The Woods. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Good night.
Night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.